We need some motivation. Whoa, whoa,
whoa. That's motivation enough to get this thing over with. Hello, everybody. Hi, hello, hello, and welcome to the Feathers and Florence vlog number 8. Welcome. We hope you've had a really good weekend. We've had a very busy weekend meeting lots of brides across Lancashire, across all the regions. So we have enjoyed it. You've enjoyed it, right?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Well,
no, you've just been sat at home.
I've just been sat at home, yeah.
Cleaning.
Yeah. That's my job. So if you are wondering what happens during a bridal appointment...
Liam is not there, don't worry.
I'm not anywhere in the vicinity. I'm at home cleaning the kitchen. That's pretty much... Oh, I'm running. Mm-hmm. And you're running around here. So yeah, we do hope that you had a great weekend. And welcome to our vlog. If you haven't seen this vlog before, why not? First of all, why not? And second of all, we started doing these to give you a bit of an insight as to what happens behind the scenes here at the Feathers and Florence studio. Why else do we do these vlogs?
Vanity.
Vanity? So we can see ourselves on a bigger screen?
Is that no, it's not vanity.
No, we just do it. To maybe a bit more education as well about mm-hmm. about you may be looking to buy your dream wedding dress and you may not want to come and see us about it, but you may have questions and we hopefully can answer them questions as well and tell you a little bit more about us.
Yeah, because it's personal experience. You want to know who you're coming to visit.
Yeah.
Not Liam, don't panic.
No. But we will speak on the phone.
Yeah, but just knowing that who you're visiting, that you like us.
Now, we've got some really exciting news for us and hopefully for quite a few other people as well, maybe brides that may be coming to visit us, in that we have some additions to our curation, haven't we? And we're really excited about them. We got them last week and we just love them, don't we? We love them. So shall we tell them about it?
Yeah.
People watching?
Yeah.
Now, how do you want to do this? Like,
I'm thinking like a supermarket sweep kind of
thing. Okay, talk to me.
So, I'm just going to run around and show you some new things that we've got.
So, if I call something out, you could grab it and then talk to them about it. Is that how should we do it? Right, okay.
If you'd like to.
Yeah, let's do it that way.
But you need to think about what you're calling out, though, because Liam doesn't understand what bridal accessories are called.
No, this is true.
And he calls things the wrong name all the time. And I fear that you might shout something that we don't have.
Wonsie.
Oh, I'll go and get it.
Wonsie. Go and get some hot pants. Right, I'm going to go with it. So the first thing, addition that I love to our curation, absolutely love, is our overskirts. So please, let's show everybody a sample of our overskirt.
Okay.
Go for it. I'm going to hold your microphone.
What's the theme tune for Supermarket Sweep?
Supermarket Sweep? No, I don't know. Shall I just sing something or just leave it?
Sing something in this, because it's going to be awkward when I'm moving around.
Okay. Supermarket Sweep. Melissa's on the Supermarket Sweep. Are you supposed to be dancing like that? is that you doing a funny... Oh, okay, yeah. So...
I was running around.
Right, so tell us about it.
So this is one over skirt that we've got in the studio. And it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
So it's a...
Can we just click it on?
Yes, please. So we've got this beautiful, it's a peony overskirt, beautiful floral lace on it. It's absolutely gorgeous. And basically what we've added to the, oh no.
It's always my phone going off.
Again. Turn it off, man. Right, anyway, so, Tinder.
It is Tinder. No, it isn't.
So what we've added to the curation are bridal accessories so that you can create a very unique look to how to basically you can create any bridal style that you imagine to suit your style. So whether that's you want a sleek style for the evening, but you during the day you want more of a bigger skirt, or even if you're thinking, oh, I like the top half of this dress, but I need more on the bottom. I feel conscious of maybe your tummy area or you don't love your bum. Skirts are a great idea. So all of the pieces that we've added are to give you options so that you can almost have a base dress and add to it to create a really unique look to you.
Love it. I love it.
So, yeah, we've just added lots of pieces, and you'll probably not, if you went for this kind of like, not a mix and match style, but if you went for this kind of like look, it's very unlikely that you'll see another bride in a similar look locally, because you've picked it and you picked it to your preferences.
Could you hold it up a little bit more to camera? I think that'll go with you, that microphone.
Oh yeah, it will.
So yeah. Yeah, just show a bit of the detail on it.
Yes, so beautiful it is. So yeah, we've just got absolutely gorgeous floral pattern. And it's just a stunning addition. If you're thinking, I want quite a simple look on the top, but I just want a bit more of a skirt, then it's the perfect addition.
Love
so
that.
That's our first thing.
Okay.
You are in love with this skirt.
I am in love with that skirt. Honestly, if I suited it, and you know, I would wear it. No. So next on Melissa's supermarket sweep is one of our bow trains.
A bow train? Bow
train, go for it.
Okay. So?
You have to...
Come back.
I will... Clap the arm.
I've lost all energy now. I did one run, nearly fell, and I've not gotten any energy.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So another thing we've got, bows are really cool at the moment. So everybody's loving a bow. And this is a bow train. So you can add this to any dress just to give you that bow at the back. And it's got a beautiful train as well. So it just gives you that extra drama to the back of your dress.
I love that word, extra drama.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
Extra drama.
Yeah.
God, I bring the extra drama every
day. You are the drama.
So, yeah, bows are really cool. And it just comes with a belt that you can clip round your waist. So you could have it for your ceremony and you can take it off in the evening for an easier kind of sleek, simple look. So it's just adding a little bit more kind of... personality to your bridal style. I know not everybody loves bows, but if you don't, what is going on in your mind?
Because we love bows.
We love bows. Most of our brides come in and when they've got a bow on, some of them are like, I don't want a bow, I don't like bows, they're too girly. And then they've got a bow and they're like, that's really nice detail. So yeah, bow train, love it. It's just a little bit of personality. And like I say, it's... you can just whip it off in the evening, so you've got like your nice, sleek, simple dress, and this can go over anything. Even if you've got quite a large train, looks incredible.
It does look incredible. Right, microphone off. Next on Melissa's supermarket suite, let's show an example of our shrugs, because we've, as I say, if you're just catching up with us. We've got some new additions to our curation, which we are loving at the minute. Talk to us about shrugs. So, let's clip that back on.
So, shrugs sound like awful, don't they? Like,
it's not the most pretty word I've ever heard.
No, let's call it a shimmy sleeve.
A shimmy sleeve.
So, shimmy sleeves.
Go for it. The detail is fantastic.
So we've got this here. It's got really beautiful sleeves with lace detail on the bottom to give you this like puffy sleeve effect, which is really, really popular. And this, again, can go over kind of like a really sleek, simple dress, but it gives you more than one look. So if one of our most popular dresses is our slip dress,
yeah,
Hazel.
Of course, yeah.
And it's really sexy. It's got a gorgeous back. Everybody loves the back because it's a V back with buttons down, and a V front, and it's a like a spaghetti strap. But then sometimes it can feel a little bit bare, and people are a little bit worried to get married and go to their ceremony so exposed on their shoulders. So this is something that you can add, just to give you a... I know it's kind of still... it's still see-through, but it just gives you a bit more comfort that you're covered.
I like that.
And also just a little bit of detail as well. So that looks really cool. So, for example, I will show you the dress I'm talking about.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. You're on the move. So here we come.
So this is a gorgeous dress, and like I say, this over top, just to give you a little bit of... little bit of detail and coverage for your ceremony.
It's a great combo, isn't it?
Oh, I forgot. I went right. Have the mic on.
No, everyone can hear you, don't worry.
I hope so.
Oh, hang on.
Cut my hair, innit?
Sorry, there we go.
We haven't got this down to a smooth.
No, not this morning.
So this is the one that's really popular because it's got a V-back with beautiful buttons down. And even if you're getting married kind of like in the... This is a great destination dress, but not everybody, even if you're not getting married in a hot country and you're getting married in the UK,
which is not hot,
then this is still a stunning dress. But if you're worried about as well being a little bit cool, not that this is like a coat, but it just takes the chill off a little bit in the,
like
in the winter. So like adding this is just... You know,
epic, isn't it?
Because
really?
Like, I mean, you've just got a dress that nobody else has. Because how many people are going to say, "Oh, I want that dress and that"? What did we say?
Combination.
Shimmy sleeves.
Shimmy sleeve combination. Yeah.
Shimmy sleeve combination. It's going to be very rare that two brides go for the same look.
Love it. Right, so they are some of our additions to our curation that are just in the last week or so, and so far. They have gone down really well, haven't they, Melissa? They've gone down really well with our brides. So what we would say is...
I'm talking to two mics,
yeah.
I thought that goes down well.
My voice over two mics is not what anybody wants. So brilliantly well done on Supermarket Sweep. Maybe next week I'm just going to pick a random dress or random designer, and you're going to have to do it show and tell. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. So, one of the things that...
Supermarket Sweep. Next week, I'm going to come back with a big blow-up something.
Like a pineapple or something.
Yeah, a big blow-up pineapple.
In your basket. some tins.
Yeah.
It's not still on, is it, Supermarket Sweep?
Yeah, they redid it. And Ryland
Clark, no.
Yeah, but does it have a D on the end, is what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't know.
The one with
Michael
the big
Barrymore
teeth.
For me. I was the Michael Barrymore generation.
Well, but what I'm saying is Ryland brought it back.
Oh, right, okay. Awesome.
But people were annoying me on it.
Were they? It used to be a really good game. I used to think I could be really good at it.
But some people just, like, dithering. It's
like they're going around Waitrose.
Booze. Booze are the worst. It's like, stop calling it booze. You need to call it supermarket for ditherers.
If you shop at booze, then let us know. Okay, so we've got a few minutes left. And I'd really like to ask you, and I'm not sure what we're going to call this section. It's going to be something a bit, I'm going to come up with a name for it. Or we might come up with a name. But it's effectively Melissa's top trends for 2023-24. What have you been seeing that you think is going to be a really good, lovely trend for the next 12 months? Just pick one thing.
In bridal or weddings as a whole?
Weddings and bridal.
Okay.
So, what do you think?
It's put me on the spot. I'll tell you what's making a comeback.
Go on, tell me.
Not that they were ever out, but... Purple tones.
Okay.
Like deep purples, even like lilacs are making their way back. Purples.
In flowers, you're saying, or florals, table decorations?
Table decorations, stationery.
Wow.
Like, lilacs and purples are really romantic, like, yeah, relaxing colour anyway. But I'm seeing a lot of people going for purples again.
Okay. Yeah, you're loving it. There's no reason. It's just a cyclical thing. It's just popular at the moment.
I don't know. I'm not picking at the brides, are.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, well, yeah, if you've got some purple at your wedding, we would like to know. We'd like to see pictures. After you got married, obviously, and we'd like to know why, but it is popular. That's really good. So next couple of weeks I might ask you again what's hot at the minute.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So we're about time. Look at that. We hope you've enjoyed this vlog. I need to stop shifting in my chair.
I know, it's really,
but I do that. It's like a news presentery, you know. Thank you very much for watching.
Yeah, you look.
It's professional, though. You do.
But you can't just be professional in the way that you sit. You've got to do it as a whole. And you just seem to have missed the professionalism elsewhere.
Just don't shuffle my papers. Good night.
Oh, yeah, professionalism. Tinder were going off.
Oh, it was. It was our front doorbell at home. Amazon. So we hope that people have enjoyed it again, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be back next week for vlog 9. Thank you very much for watching. Anything to add before we finish?
No.
Thank you. Have a wonderful week, everybody. That's the last thing to do. What should people do if they like this content?
Ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
Like.
Ding.
Comment.
Yep.
Share.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. It's ringing the bell, not subscribe.
No, we'll go over this separately.
I'm getting really confused.
We'll go over it separately.
Ring the bell, subscribe, like, comment, share, tell your neighbours.
Tell your neighbours.
And put get long.
Have a wonderful week, everybody. See you in about a week's time. Bye.